in the middle of a storm. Louder and loud, you're gonna hear my praises roar. Up from the ashes, hope will arise. Death is defeat, the King is alive.
I raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies.
Hey,
I raise a hallelujah. I raise a hallelujah. My weapon is a melody. I raise a hallelujah. Heaven comes to fight for me.
Here we go.
I'm gonna sing in the middle of the storm. You're gonna hear my praises roar. Up from the ashes, hope will arise. Death is defeated, the King is alive. I raise a hallelujah with everything inside of me.
Hey!
Raise a hallelujah. I will watch the darkness flee. I raise a hallelujah in the middle of the mystery. I raise a hallelujah.
In the middle of the storm.
out today, ask you to ask the Lord to give you a heart of a child, because it says in Matthew 18, unless we have a heart of a child, we will not inherit the kingdom of God. Victories are great, things are great, but if we don't change our hearts, so if you've accepted the Lord in your life and you come broken before Him, it's not about the stage, it's not about us, it's about just coming before the Lord, and He's here this morning. Just ask Him to change the heart. I came to the heart. I changed my heart last night. I realized I asked the Lord to save Matt. I didn't ask Him to save, like, give me a heart of a child. That's what I broke before Him last night and asked Him. I'm just, please, just here this morning, you've been saved before. Just I lift your hands and say, Lord, just give me a heart of a child. I want to inherit your kingdom. That's all we have to do. That's it.
My God is great.
nobody to look. There's no fear that I have, doesn't already know. There's no problem too big, there's no weapon too strong. There is nothing for God that's impossible. There's no mountain too high, nobody too low. There's no fear that I have, doesn't already know. There's no problem too big, there's no weapon too strong. There is nothing for God that's impossible.
Tell, but God is moving in his people. And if maybe he's not moving you, I encourage you to get in. Because sometimes you don't just come in here with it. You got to press in a little bit. Sometimes I don't feel like raising my hand, but I'm going to raise my hand. I don't feel like walking up here, but you know what? I'm going to walk up here because I know that he's worthy. Oh, I love this song in a way, because it talks about God being bigger than what we come against. And I won't take too much of your time, but I was praying this morning what I should say. I said, God's moving in my life. Y'all pray for me. And don't be scared for me. I'm following the Lord the best I can. That's not to lift myself up or anything like that. I'm following him the best I can. All right? 2 Corinthians starting at verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all of our affliction so that we will be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort that which we ourselves are comforted by God. For just as the sufferings of Christ are ours in abundance, so also our comfort is abundant through Christ. Someone say, a lot of trouble, a lot of comfort. With great trouble comes great comfort, my friends. But if we are afflicted, it is for your comfort and salvation. For if we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which is effective in the patient enduring of the same sufferings for which we also suffer. Somebody say, I'm not suffering for no reason. Come on. I'm not going through what I'm going through for nothing. I'm sharing in the same kind of sufferings that our Lord shared in, that the apostles, they testified, we shared in the suffering of Christ, but with that suffering also comes the comfort. It might be hurting a little while right now, but there's a comfort that's coming. We share in his sufferings, we share in his comfort. And our hope for you is firmly grounded. Know that as you are sharers of our sufferings, that you are also sharers of our comfort. For we do not want you to be unaware, brethren, that our affliction which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened excessively beyond our strength, so that we despaired even of life. Indeed, we had the sentence of death in ourselves so that we would not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead, who delivered us from such a great peril of death and will deliver us. All right? He will deliver us again. He on whom we have set our hope, he will yet deliver us. This song talks about God being bigger and better and stronger. Whatever it is that you're going through, Paul said that he went through something that had him despair of life itself. And I looked up that word in the Greek. Despair means to have absolutely no hope. I like this better version that says to be left without resource. Sometimes, brothers and sisters, you're going to go through something that whatever you try to get through with in this world, it's not going to work. It's going to leave you without resource. And the only one that you can turn to is God, who will deliver. Paul said, I thought I would die, but it was caused me to, but to hope, to trust in him who would deliver me from that death. And he said he did deliver. And he will deliver again. I'm here to tell you that if you're going through something today, that he's bigger, he's better, and he's stronger. And just as they testified that though they suffered, they were comforted, I'm here to testify to you today, to you today, to you today, that God will comfort you and he will deliver you. Trust in his name. Trust in the only one that you can turn to. It is Jesus Christ. And if you don't know him today, I encourage you to listen to that tickling of your ear, the moving of your spirit, to know who he is and to put your faith and trust in him today. And I'm sorry for taking too much of y'all's time. Right now, I encourage you all to come to the altar to give your tithes. Give your tithes with a joyful and glad heart, giving back to God what he has provided to you. Because that's what tithing is. We gladly give back what he has already provided to us. I encourage you today. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for all that you are and all that you've done, Lord. We thank you for dying on the cross, Lord, for coming from heaven to earth, Lord, and then from the earth to the cross, Lord, from the cross to the grave, Lord, and to the grave on high, Lord, our great high priest that sits at the right hand of the Father that we may trust in, who intercedes for you and I daily, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Bless this time together, Lord. Move in our hearts, Lord. Bless our pastor, Lord. Give him the words to say, Lord. We lift our pastor's family up, Lord. We lift the members of this church up, Lord, to you, Lord. We lift the members of all across the world, Lord. We pray that you'll touch them, Lord, with your spirit today, Lord. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. And everybody said, Jesus' name. Amen, Lord. We thank you.
Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Come on. How many of you are glad you're serving the Lord today? Come on. Bigger, better, stronger, wiser, greater. My daddy can beat your daddy. Come on. Hallelujah. Have you ever told somebody that? My daddy can whip your daddy. All right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Is the Lord good or what? Amen. He just gets gooder and gooder. Amen. Praise God. So glad you're here today. Thank you, online people, for watching us every week. I marvel at the numbers of people who watch online. And we receive regular testimonies of people who are blessed in other nations. We thank God for that opportunity. Thank you for those of you who support that. We've shared that many times before. If $125, we $125 a week, we broadcast our service into 182 nations of the earth. King Television. Come on, give the Lord praise today for that. Praise the Lord. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Let me recognize some people this morning. We took in new members last week. Some were not able to be here because of travel. I think I saw Elena Vasquez. Elena, would you come down? Come on down. Come on down. The price is right, Elena. Hallelujah. You've been chosen. Praise God. Deb Castell, come on down. Praise the Lord. And Diane and Hersey Baysmore, come on, guys. Come on down here. Stand there and face these people. Praise the Lord. Let me introduce you to the Sanhedrin this morning. Come on. Some of y'all didn't get that. That was bad. That was bad. This is not the Sanhedrin. These are your brothers and your sisters. Amen. And they're delighted today that you have taken a step and said, hey, I want to move to another level in the church. And that is to be a member. How many of y'all are a member of something? Come on. Don't you feel more involved when you unite in membership? Come on. Amen. So I want you to stretch your hand out to these that have come today. My brother couldn't be here last week because he was in New York cooking for someone. How many of you know people that love folk enough to go to New York and cook dinner for them? Come on. Praise the Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, mighty and strong, we give you thanks today, Lord, for all of these that have come to say, hey, we want to step into membership of this fellowship, and we bless them in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for giftings and abilities, skills, divine attributes, God, that you have birthed in each of them that they will bring to the table, Lord. Thank you for what they're doing already, God. And I pray for just these great servants of yours as they connect with your people in your kingdom, that you would anoint, equip, use, empower in Jesus' name for the glory of God. And everybody said, amen, amen, amen. Give them a hand as they go back to their seats. Christy King, would you stand up, Christy King? God bless you, girl. Stand up, Christy. Look at Christy King. She's not in the hospital. Come on. She's not in the hospital. She's not in ICU. She's not fearing death. Amen. She's experiencing life. Would you stretch your hand out to her this way right now, Father? In the name of Jesus, we just thank you, God, that you've heard the prayers of the righteous, Lord, and that you've caused Christy King to come out of that ICU and to receive a fresh touch from you, God, today. Father, we bless her family. We bless her, Lord, as she's going out and coming in. We thank you, God, that all of her needs are met, all of her bills will be paid, God, that all of her family will be safe and secure, God, because you are bigger, better, stronger, wiser than any other God we could serve, Lord. So we bless her today in Jesus' name. Come on, somebody say, welcome home, Christy. Praise the Lord. We're glad you're here. Praise the Lord. Look over this way. Ivan and Louisa and Domakong. You say, Pastor, what have you been doing this morning? I've been looking to see whose sheep are here eating today. You guys stand up and just, I'm going to give you this microphone, let you greet the saints. Ivan and Louisa served in our ministry for a number of years. Tremendous deposit into the body of Christ through the Domakongs. Amen. Can you say that in English? Come on. Domakongs.
Good to be home. What can I say? It's good, so good to be home. And by the way, Ndamukong means house of spears. So we are arrows in the house of God. It's so good to be home. I was just thinking this morning and sharing with Louisa how when Jesus went into Peter's home, mother-in-law was lying down there sick, and Jesus saw her, and Jesus touched her, and Jesus healed her. And it's just such a blessing that Jesus sees us, Jesus speaks to us, and Jesus blesses us here. Hallelujah. So good to be here.
I got one more task for you. I'm going to ask the Earlys. Where are the Earlys? Earlys are right here. Would you guys stand up? This is Gunter and Joy Early. These are physicians. These are Christians, but these are physicians in the kingdom of God. Amen. So I'm going to have them step over there to you and just lay hands on you guys for this baby that's coming on the 13th of October. Come on. Would you pray for them?
All right. Father, we thank you for our sister Joy and Gunther. Father, we thank you for this precious baby that they're expecting. We thank you, Father, for children are a blessing from you. Arrows in the house, in their hands, oh God. And I thank you for the process of this pregnancy. We just bless them, oh God, that it will be without complication. Lord, that they would bring forth this baby. This baby will be a blessing to this generation. It will be a joy in their household. It would fill them with joy unspeakable, full of glory. Yeah, what says, shouts of joy resound in the tents of the righteous. Let shouts of joy resound in their tents. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. It's just not, you know, when a Christian prays for you, but when a Christian doctor prays for you. Come on, somebody. Amen. Praise the Lord. Come on, guys. Let's stand up and give the Lord a hand of praise right now and just worship him for a moment. Listen, if you're struggling in your body right now, how many of you could say, Pastor, there's a struggle in my physical body this morning? Anyone? Come on, raise your hand up high. Just hold your hand right there. I want you to hold it there until you feel somebody's hand on your shoulder. Come on, just move out. Come on, body ministering to the body. Hold your hand up high. Stand there until you feel somebody laying their hand on you. Come on, church. Don't let people down. Too many people to pray for at one time today. There you go. Just stand right there until you feel somebody is laying their hands on you. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Come on. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the name of the Lord is what? To be praised. Come on. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Still waiting just a moment. Somebody come here and lay your hand on Pastor Joy, would you? She still has hands lifted. Praise God. Come on, somebody come here and lay your hands on Pastor Joy. There you go. Joy to joy. Look at that. Joy is praying for joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, mighty, mighty and strong, we come before you today, God, with deep gratitude in our hearts, God, because you have graced us with your divine presence, God. We're not here going through the motions. We're not here for ritual or religion. We're here because of relationship, God. You are our Father. We are your children. And God, we need you right now, Lord, to dispatch your power, God. Dispatch your ability to go exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think, God. And we pray right now that you would release divine anointing to heal, because we declare that you are Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals our bodies. Come on, Jehovah Rapha, heal the saints today. Thank you for this healing anointing that is resident in this house today, Lord. I pray that you would move with power. Those of you who are watching online, if you have something going on in your body right now, in the name of Jesus, 182 nations of the earth, we claim the blood of Jesus, God, is powerful and strong. Strong enough to reach through airwaves today. Strong enough to reach through continents today. Strong enough to heal those who are bound up, God, by disease and illness. In Jesus' mighty name. And all of God's people said, amen and amen. Come on, give the Lord praise today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Are y'all happy to be here or what? Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. So glad that you are here. And I want to speak a message to you this morning that is going to be indicative of who you are. Somebody say, who I am. Can I just tell you, you're different? Amen. I took a picture of you. I want to put it on the screen today. You're different. Amen. You're different. Yes, this is the pastoral dog. Anybody know his name? Bogey. Amen. Bogey. That's one too many if you're playing golf. And that's why we named him Bogey. I'll tell you what, he's one too many. Sometimes he's just one too many. Bogey's a sweet guy. And the reason I put him up there, we'll come out in the message in just a moment. But I want to speak a message to you today. I want to drop this in your spirit today, that you and I, as born-again believers, are different. Amen? Amen. You're not like the rest. Amen. You're not.
Peter said this. He said, you're a chosen generation. You're a royal priesthood of people who belong to God. Come on. Have I got anybody in the house that belongs to God today? You've been called out of darkness where? Into the marvelous light of the gospel. Amen? And so you are very different. I want to turn your attention to the book of Exodus. The book of Exodus, chapter number 8. And the verses are 20 to 24. 20 to 24. Tell me when you have it. Amen. Praise God. I hear all those pages rustling. Amen. We don't hear much paper in the house of the Lord today, do we? Exodus chapter 8, verses 20 to 24. Then the Lord said to Moses, get up early in the morning and confront Pharaoh. Don't you love it when God tells you, hey, get up and just go ahead. You got a meeting with the devil at 8 o'clock, okay? Anybody ever had days like that? Get up early in the morning and confront Pharaoh as he goes to the river and say to him, thus saith the Lord. Say to him, this is what the Lord says. You let my people go so that they may worship me. In verse 21, he gives this prophetic sense here. He says, if you do not let my people go, I'm here to tell you, bless the Lord, I will send swarms, somebody say swarms, of flies on you and your officials, on your people, into your houses. The house of the Egyptians, check this out, will be full of flies. Amen? Even the ground will be covered with them. Verse 22, but on that day when I will, look at this now. Somebody say, this is me. On that day, I will deal differently with the land of Goshen, where my people live. Amen? No swarms of flies will be there, so that you will know that I, the Lord, am in this land. And I will make a distinction, there's a powerful word, I will make a distinction between my people and your people. This sign will occur tomorrow. Have you ever prophesied something that specific to someone? I mean, this guy's just, man, he's cutting the wheat here, I'm telling you. He's just laying it out there just like it's going to be. He says, this is going to happen tomorrow, and the Lord did this. Come on. He's 100%.